It's a theme song.
Hello, everyone. Welcome
Hello,
to the
everyone.
Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
With your main host, Brandon, and your sellout host, Ed Dye.
Oh, my God. There's noise going on over here. No, let me start that again. Welcome to the podcast. This is Ed Dye with my co-host for the day, Brandon.
Brandon. And Jaden.
And apparently his brother has joined us today for some god-awful reason. All right. There's some, the episode, we're going to talk about some ghost planes. But before we get to that, I want to talk about some other things that were in the news. Now, this is interesting because this happened in Texas. According to the Denton Record Chronicle, that's a newspaper out in Texas, a 40-year-old man called the Denton police late Friday, this is about a week ago, to report that he heard a ghost in the house. Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh!
That's
When the police arrived at the man's house, they had found him in possession of marijuana, which he was using to in place of his schizophrenia medication.
Oh, God.
Now,
I hope it was a girl ghost. Then he wouldn't have a wife.
Oh, God. No, there's more issues besides. Don't worry about it being male or female ghost. The guy is smoking marijuana in place of his schizophrenic medication. Do you know what schizophrenia is? Yeah, he's smoking the ghost out my ass. He's smoking and his mind is making the ghost. Oh, my God.
Well, we just had like four people inside of our studio.
Eventually the man was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. And I guess they took him to the mental ward to check his, to evaluate his mental stability. I don't know. Maybe the marijuana was laced with something and the man was hearing and seeing stuff. Or it could have just been his general schizophrenia going crazy. Schizophrenia is a hell of a damn thing to be dealing with. Now that this things are coming down here here where we're recording. All right. This is interesting. Have you ever wanted to go to Thailand?
Why would I need to?
You know, I ask a lot of people the same question. I know someone that was going to go. Might still go. I don't know. Thailand, I'm not too big on wanting to go to Thailand. And then, especially after reading this news now, I really don't know what to expect. Well, apparently in Thailand, the Minister of Labor presided over an hour-long ceremony at the building in Bangkok. This hour-long ceremony was meant to cleanse the building of ghosts that they believe reside in the building. So that's like, I guess the, look at it this way. Imagine the town mayor having an hour long meeting and then doing a ritual to get rid of the ghosts at like City Hall. It's essentially what was going on.
How would that get rid of it?
Well, I don't know what they were doing, but apparently they think there's ghosts in the place. I mean, the building has had tragedies. I mean, looking up, it says in 2004, a senior official jumped to his death from the 15th story building.
Just get some red peppers.
Just put us some red peppers and get rid of the ghosts, you know, just like the Italians do. An anti-government protester was shot nearby the building. Buddhist religious person who performed the exorcism blamed the ghosts on the road that the ministry grounds. Somehow, wherever the built this, they're thinking where the building was built, there was ghosts there already to begin with. Would have been nice if the Buddhist monk just told them that before they made the building, instead of just building it. It's kind of like in Poltergeist, you moved the headstones, but you left the bodies. You left the bodies.
Move the bodies?
How much time and money it takes. Well, I don't know if there were bodies. The guy just says the ghosts were there. Maybe the bodies weren't there.
Maybe it's a war camp.
Maybe they need a ghost shuttle bus. Can you make a ghost shuttle bus?
Oh, God.
Oh, and also in Thailand, apparently there was a small town in northeast Thailand where there was just mysterious deaths occurring to the males in a small village. Just the men were dying. No one knows why. And the men that were not dead yet got so paranoid about being killed by whatever's killing them off that they started dressing in women's clothing and wearing lipstick. So you've got a town somewhere in Thailand.
How you doing, honey?
Like, how you doing, honey? No, I'm not a man. No, this ain't a beard. I'm just a hairy bitch. You basically got a town in Thailand that's got a bunch of men dressing in drag to keep from something female ghost they think is killing them. According to, and this is the website, Sanuk News, this strange and probably folkloric behavior was observed recently in the tiny village of, I gotta attempt to pronounce this, Na Chuak Yi in the Nang Tai Ya subdistrict of Pau Pak district of Nika. Oh God, what? You know what? It's in Thailand. Okay, don't worry about the rest of it. The first mysterious deaths apparently happened this past February, where two men in their 40s who were said to be strong and disease free were found dead. Three more healthy men since then.
Wait. Did they get autopsies? No.
I don't know. That's a funny thing. I don't know if they have autopsies in this village. Think about it.
They could
have
just, I don't know, dehydration or any of that.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, starting in February, it's saying what, about 4 or 5 men died altogether. Doesn't seem like a lot, but when your whole village is only 90 people, that's a good amount of people to be dying on you. Teenage boys are worried that they could be next, and women are fearful that they'll run out of people to sleep with, I guess.
Wait, so they're scared of some, they believe to be a crazy bitch jealous wife,
or ghost, female, yeah, bitch female jealous ghost.
Just killing them off. All the only males.
And somehow they think that this ghost is going to fall for them dressing up as women. I don't know. I mean, Thailand is a home. A lot of people say Thailand is, you know, whether you get those she men, you know, those girly boys.
Okay.
So maybe they can pull off looking like women. I don't know. I'm not being racist. I'm not making judgment. I'm just saying. Other bits of news before we get to the main thing. Fangoria, the famous magazine, which I've told you about before, is supposed to be coming back in print. The website is like, it's like just one big thing, and it just says, resurrecting soon, back in print where we belong. And at the bottom, it just says, don't worry, we saved all the original stuff with a link to their old archive. So hopefully they'll be printing back, and I can start buying that magazine again. Hopefully it doesn't cost a ton, because there was a time I was buying it, and then like 2 months later, like, almost doubled in price, and that's when I stopped
buying.
Maybe if y'all keep your prices down, more people will buy it. Just a suggestion. You don't have to listen to me. Don't worry about me. I'm not in the printing system.
But
game.
That's a really good suggestion.
But it's a good suggestion. You know, make it affordable, more people will buy it. Hulu is supposed to be doing a new series called Demons.
You know, I'm watching that.
I don't know if you will or not, because it's not. I don't know if it's going to be what you think it is. They're in development on a series called Demons, and it's supposed to take place in the 1980s, early 90s, during what's known as the Satanic Panic. That's back when people were going crazy about, like, people breaking into buildings and holding satanic meetings and all this and that. You have no clue what I'm talking about. I'm going to make you watch a damn thing. Hollywood Reporter notes that each season of Demons is going to explore a twisted crime, because there was crimes and stuff happening during the 80s that people were connecting to, say, Satan worshipers. So I guess each season is going to follow a certain crime so we can figure out what's going on.
Wow.
Really cool news for people that like Roger Corman movies. If you don't know who he is, well, Shout Factory has acquired Roger Corman's massive genre library and is planning to do remakes. Now, I know you offhand probably don't know Roger Corman.
Don't know.
All right. Well, the man has over 270 films and action sci-fi TV series. God knows what movies are going to pick to remake, because that's a lot of movies to work with.
Yeah,
and TV shows. No word yet, but the Hollywood Reporter says that Shout Factory and Ace Film plan to look into the 270 films and TV titles and pick a few out to possibly work on doing remakes or maybe new merchandise.
First off, if he has that many, were they good? Or does he have that many because they're bad?
Notice I didn't say they were great Oscar-worthy performances. I just said that he's got that many films. Well, that's the thing. Here, I'll read you some of the titles.
Because you know what? That's like saying that you've had 20 wives, but none of them has been successful. So what have you or the wives done wrong?
Oh, that's like, I made 30 cakes today. Did they all taste good? Made 30 cakes today. Well, with them, that's what happens when you pump out that much stuff. Not everything's going to be great. Unless you're like Stephen King, but even Stephen King, some people will say not all his stuff is great. But hopefully they'll put out, if they're going to do remakes, maybe they'll do new t-shirts or new stuff you can buy. Maybe they'll put it on digital media, which means maybe they'll appear on Netflix or Hulu and all that kind of stuff. Some of the movies that include are titles like Rock and Roll High School, mm-hmm. which is a famous one. Battle Beyond the Stars, which is almost a Star Wars ripoff. Piranha, which was the, you know what a piranha is, right? Jaws. Yeah, basically. Galaxy of Terror, Bloodfist, Black Scorpion, Eat My Dust, Humanoids from the Deep, Slumber Party Massacre. Hey. Do these sound like great movies? Does these sound like titles that you're
maybe,
like,
maybe Slumber Party one, but.
Slumber Party Massacre, maybe. Oh, what about Bloodfist?
Drago Bloodfist.
Forbidden World. And a bunch of other like horror movies are in this thing that it'd be great if they can release them so it's easier for people to find them and watch them. It'd also be interesting to see which ones they plan on remaking. But now,
you know what I find interesting?
What?
How they'd remake them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, well, who'd remake them? Because it's not like the bar is set that super high for them to be great, great movies. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying. Oh my goodness. But on to the main piece of news that we wanted to get to. We're talking about the ghost planes. Now, this is happening. You couldn't say the name. What are you calling it? Read the name again.
All right, let me try this. Derbyshire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Derbyshire or Derbyshire in the UK. All right. Well, this is basic breakdown of what's been going on. Dozens of locals have been seeing what looks like World War II planes. Well, no. That's part of the issue.
It's just a...
Yeah, there's no sound. They've been seeing these planes flying overhead. Now, that's fine, but they're saying these planes are flying low as all hell. Now, you know, when you look up in the sky and you see a plane that's... Even if you hold your hand up and the plane is smaller than your hand, you still hear
that's
the plane.
Close.
That's pretty close, but you still hear the plane. Now, if this plane is so damn low, it looks like it's going to hit the top of the trees, you think you'd be hearing a deafening engine sound. Yeah, you think you'd be hearing all that, but no, according to these people, they don't hear anything. Now, one thing that makes this creepy is the fact that some are seeing the plane and that's it. Others are saying they're seeing the plane and they're keeping an eye on it and it disappears. Like, as it's flying away, it disappears. That's some devil shit, for one. Two, some are saying that the sky seems to get a little darker when the planes are flying by and when they
disappear.
Would
they be smoking?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're smoking the same shit the guy in Texas is smoking. That's some, you got the good kush. That's some good shit right there. Well, it also seems to be more than
that
one
demon plane shit. Oh, yeah.
Let me get that demon plane shit. I want to see shit flying when I smoke.
Is that a frog?
No, it's a frog. No, in the sky? No, but. Well, they say they see one plane and they seem to go fast right overhead. So you would think you'd feel the air too. No one has mentioned anything about feeling any gusts of wind or anything from the plane flying by. Then supposedly after one plane flies by, there seems to be a second plane that some people have witnessed fly behind it, almost as if it's chasing it.
Stalkers be like.
Now, interestingly enough, most people are saying it looks like a World War II plane. Now, not many of those are up in the sky, and usually when they are, it's during a some kind of a air show.
Mm-hmm.
But who the hell's having an air show and flying the planes in the wrong ass plane? They're like, I don't see the crowd. Like the pilot driving by, I don't see nobody except for all these houses and countrysides.
Am I lost?
Now, what's interesting about these things here is the Royal Air Force. Now, this is literally, the Royal Air Force is assuring people not to worry about the ghost planes because the Air Force chiefs have said that they revealed that three military aircrafts were in the area at the time during the sightings on Monday evening. But this still doesn't explain why there's no sound, why these planes are silent, especially if they were flying as low as people were saying they're flying. Now, this isn't the first time people have seen planes flying overhead randomly in the UK. Apparently in 2005, two men driving down the A6, which is a highway out there, were driving and apparently they saw one of the planes flying over them. Now, this plane has to be going even lower than the other ones being spotted because everyone's saying that the ones spotted recently are flying so
relatively low.
Yeah, that they're, it looks like they're going to hit the trees. Some look like they might even hit
the house.
The house. That's still good, maybe a good amount, 2-3 stories up high, right?
20-30 feet.
These guys are in the car, and according to them, they said the plane flew right behind them and then over them so close that the one of the passengers said that he felt if he raised his arm out the window, he wouldn't have been able to touch it. That's pretty damn close. Again.
Snakes on a plane?
They didn't mention, now, when I was reading about that, they didn't mention if they heard the plane or not, though, but that's pretty damn close to not hear a damn thing.
Yeah, because that'd be loud.
Yeah, that'd be like to the point where you'd be having to yell at each other. Like, if you've ever even been on a plane,
you
hear
the engine.
Did you
guys see that? No,
what the fuck is that? Oh, wait, they're British. Can you do a British accent?
Do you guys see that? That's my best I can
That's
do.
Your best accent, and that's it, and you don't sound worried. Oi. That's as good as I go. Oi. That sounds more Cockney than anything. Well, apparently another guy, when these guys saw the plane back in 2015, some other witnesses saw it, and one guy said who witnessed the same plane said he did see it. Now, here's an interesting thing. He says he knows planes, and he was dead on serious to say that the one he saw was an American bomber from World War II. Now, who the hell is flying American bombers in the UK?
Me. I mean, no one.
Oh, for real? Oh, you got silent engines?
I'll have to kill you if I answer that.
Motherfucker, man. We could have been making money. And you went to the UK without me, you son of a bitch.
I am making money.
Yeah. You selling stuff to that guy in Texas?
What?
You selling fake oregano? Now, it's interesting to think about this because there have been stories the other way around. There is a famous story of a British pilot who's flying his plane. He's flying the plane and he saw an airfield and everything set up that wasn't there. So that's kind of the opposite. Instead of seeing a ghost plane, he kind of saw a ghost village and everything.
Maybe they're seeing the past.
No, he was seeing the future because apparently years later when he was like retired and everything.
Oh, yeah, wait. Wasn't
that's
there
when that
a story
was back
of like this guy like years beforehand, before World War II and all that? This guy that was walking, right? Oh God, fuck! This guy that was walking, right? And he's walking through like a tunnel area or something where, and later on in World War II, is gonna be like a battle. And when he looks up at the sky, this guy's red and there's battleships everywhere, bombs going off, and it's all flames everywhere. And then like a couple years later, during World War II, that exact thing happens, and he swears that's what he saw.
See, that's interesting because it kind of sounds what I'm saying.
Only when
this guy was in a plane and he saw it on the ground. You're talking about a guy that was walking and saw this?
Yeah. He just looked up and all
you
of a sudden
you making shit up?
Changed. No. You're the one who told me about this.
I don't remember the story. I'm going to have to look it up. I have so many books with all this stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look some stuff up, though. But it'd be interesting enough to... Now, this is the interesting thing. Now, and I'm not sure because I didn't watch the footage. I watched one of them, and it just seemed to be pictures, and the other one, for some reason, wasn't loading. But supposedly, someone has come up with footage of one of the planes flying by.
Uh-huh.
And the picture I saw that supposedly is from the footage looks like a straight-up real plane in the sky. The sky looks a bit dark, and the plane, you can't really see details on the plane, but you see the perfect outline of the plane. Let me see if I even have this picture up here for you to see. But it's basically it looks like a perfect plane in the sky, and it makes you wonder, did this guy film the ghost planes or did he film the planes that the Air Force said were flying, because they said they were flying real planes there? Now all
this
the sightings
lying.
Now here's the thing, yeah, I know, but the Royal Air Force said that they flew planes there on Monday. I don't believe all the sightings were on Monday. That's the thing.
Of course not.
And they were spread out a bit too, so it's like so we should see what was the flight plan that the Royal Air Force was flying. And let's see who can be like, okay, you flew over there. Well, I don't live there, and I saw that ship in my house. You lying. You lying. Now, I'm not sure if there's... I don't know about any sightings here in the U.S. about ghost planes. I know we have ghost trains. People have seen flying giant flying birds and stuff like that. Thunderbirds.
Oh, I shit on my feet.
But I don't know anything about any specific ghost planes. If you guys have heard any stories, feel free to let us know. Hit us up on Twitter at Ed Dye Podcast, or hit us up on Facebook. Look up Ed Dye Podcast, or Instagram is Ed Dye Dead.
What?
Yeah, you're staring at me. I thought you were going to add a little something too. I mean, what do you think? What are your
thoughts? Pay me money? Oh, nothing.
Give me money. No, but what is your thoughts on the whole ghost plane thing?
It's interesting, that's for sure.
Where can you buy ghost tickets to take a ride?
Well, and, first you got to die.
Well, oh, okay. First you got to die, then you got to buy tickets. Do you need a ghost passport?
Who said you need one?
I don't know. But here's the other thing. Well, can you get on this ghost plane if you're not a ghost? Or are you just going to fall through in the middle of the sky when it disappears?
Oh, God. Hey, look, now I can actually fly it.
Unless, you know, they're flying it, you don't hear the engine, but you hear the one living guy in the plane. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Starts falling through. Next thing you know, you see a spirit back up here. Wow.
Now, what I find, what I'm curious about, like, you know how planes have markers so you know what plane it is, like the names and stuff. No one has mentioned seeing any names, like, or markings on the plane to know which one, so you can look, you know, so you can look up what plane from history it might be. So they're saying it looks like a certain type of plane,
but
each plane, yeah, each plane has like a number usually painted on it. It's like a license plate, so you can look up what plane it is. No one has said anything about seeing those specific markings. Now, is anyone pulling out binoculars is what I'm wondering when these things are flying by. Right? Think about it.
I guess so.
But then again, would you want to? And then you actually look in the pilot thing and you see a scary-ass demonic face staring at you like, mind your business.
Hey, bitch, pay me money.
Maybe it's TWA or Pan Am. Either way, the ghost planes of Derbyshire aren't 100% explained just yet. Thank you, Royal Air Force, for giving us an explanation, not the explanation that probably
bullshit
everyone wants. Yeah, basically, that's what everyone's thinking it is. But we won't know. Maybe, hopefully, well, I don't know about hopefully, but maybe we'll get more information on these things as time goes by. Maybe they'll be spotted again. Maybe the Air Force has a new engine that's silent as all hell, and that's why they're not saying shit. One never knows. Either way, let us know what you guys think.
You hear that?
No.
That's the point.
That's the point or that's the plane?
Both.
You son of a bitch. Hit us up. Listen to it. Check us out. We'll see you guys next time.
I guess.
Okay.